It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. There wasn't much doubt that Congress ended the Bush administration dissatisfied with the bailout of financial firms. Nearly 2 months into a new administration, lawmakers are not much happier. There's broad agreement that the federal efforts have fallen short. And this week, lawmakers will ask top members of President Obama's team what they plan to do next. One question is whether to take over troubled banks or let them fail. Here's NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.
As President Obama flew from Ohio to Washington on Air Force One 3 days ago, he was asked by a New York Times reporter whether he would allow a major bank to fail. The president replied that considering the circumstances, there are, as he put it, an awful lot of banks that are in decent shape.
There may be a handful of institutions that have more serious problems. And what we want to do is to cauterize the wound.
Mr. Obama added, without going into detail, that more significant action will probably have to be taken with those financial institutions. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, Richard Shelby, the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, told host George Stephanopoulos what he thinks should be done with those troubled banks.
Close them down. Get them out of business. If they're dead, they ought to be buried. We bury the small banks, we've got to bury some big ones and send a strong message to the market. And I believe that people will start investing in banks.
You're talking Citigroup?
Well, whatever. Citi's always been a problem child.
And the federal government is expected to soon own about 40% of that banking institution's shares. On Fox News Sunday, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain said he too thought some banks should be allowed to fail. He was then asked whether he would nationalize such banks.
I don't know if it's, quote, nationalizing, but it certainly is not continue to propping them up with tens or 40 or $50 billion of taxpayers' dollars, and their overall value continues to decline.
Another Senate Republican, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, told NBC's Meet the Press he would consider outright intervention in troubled banks.
When are you throwing good money after bad? When would it be better to take the bank over, break it up, sell it off, and better manage the bad assets versus just infusing it with capital? That, to me, is an option, call it what you like, that needs to be put on the table.
Such intervention could be what New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer called on the same show a good nationalization, in which federal authorities do not actually run the intervened banks.
The federal government comes in, it clears out the management, it tells the existing stockholders, you're gone. It takes the bad assets and takes them off the bank's books, right, and then recapitalizes the bank with private dollars and a new private group in management run it.
Taking over troubled banks would, by all accounts, require more funds than what's left in the big financial bailout package. President Obama's already put another $250 billion on standby in his proposed budget for replenishing those funds. Both Republicans and Democrats warn there's not much political will right now to commit more money, unless there's a new plan for spending it, a plan Congress has yet to see. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.